Saturday, the Rockford Public Schools and Rockford Sports Coalition 7th Annual Champions Ball and Athletic Hall of Fame will take place. Be an induction. Several inductees this year. These are all, of course, great athletes from the Rockford Public Schools. Skip Thoreen, Bobby Anderson, Gene Sione, Scott and Steve Kitzman. The 1964 West High School football team all be inducted, as well as this woman. She's Annie Goff. She's a long time involved with the district athletics, over four decades, as a matter of fact. Coached at multiple schools, girls sports at multiple schools. She's best known for her 27 years at East playing for the softball program, but she also did some basketball coaching as well. So calling us to talk to us from Arizona. How are you doing, Andy?
Well, I'm doing just great. Thank you for having me.
How did you find out about your induction?
Well, Emily Trapp called me, and she asked me how I was doing, and I said, I'm fine. Arizona's treating me really well. And then she dropped the news to me, and I was hard to believe, but I was speechless. I was kind of taken back for a moment, and I thought she was kidding. And then I was very humbled and said it was unnecessary but appreciated.
Well, are you familiar with the Hall of Fame? You knew that it existed, correct?
Yes, I did. Yeah, so I've been to one, yeah.
Did you ever think, though, that you were thinking you had a shot at being in it? Did you ever think about it?
Oh, heck no. No, that's not my DNA. I was just really sort of impressed that they were doing it and thought it was a long time coming because Rockford does have a great history, and I believe in giving accolades to, you know, people to keep our history moving forward. But, no, I never thought that.
Hey, where in Arizona do you live, Andy?
I live in the Phoenix area, but I'm in the West Valley, and I came down here to get away from the snow, which this year seems to have been a very good decision. then I got bored easily. It was my first year, and so I volunteered to coach softball, and then they reeled me in to teach, and this is my first really year of retirement. So I taught in Verado High School.
Now, are you really going to stick with retirement, or are you just saying that, and they'll get you back in again?
Well, you know what? I was just offered to coach again down there right now because they needed me, but I think I'm going to get used to it. I'm going to give it a shot.
We mentioned you were a longtime coach at East, obviously, for four decades. And again, like I said, most of that was with softball. You did some basketball coaching at Jefferson Guilford. Some people would look at your numbers and go, why? Because people like to fall on the win-loss records. And you had some lean years, especially with softball. There was teams that were with losing records. And you had some struggles sometimes, even field teams with getting enough people. Why did you stick with it all this time? What made you? Because, I mean, after a while, I would get discouraged, especially in a situation where you may go, okay, I like to coach, but I go somewhere else. Why'd you stick with East? Why'd you stick with these girls and these programs when it wasn't very easy?
Well, you do it for the kids. I was really attached to East High. I liked the faculty there. I liked the history of East High. And they were lean years, but girls' sports just wasn't very dominant in some areas there. And I liked the underdog. I like giving kids an opportunity to have the best chances to experience things. And it was an uphill battle, but it was well worth it. I didn't worry about the wins and losses. I worried about what experience they were getting, what lessons were they learning, how were they going to become better people after they left East High because they were part of a program. So that's kind of what kept me going.
Did that alter kind of your coaching philosophy then? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
How so?
Well, you have to be good people first, good students, and then you can become good athletes. And I really strive. I'm making my kids be accountable in the classroom, in volunteer participation with the community, and being able to give back. And when you put all that together and they belong to a group and they strive and pull on the same rope and they want to be the team that's going to get them over the hump, it's very satisfying. And they've been very successful. A lot of my athletes are good people, and they have done very many good things for our community and in college and after college. So I'm very proud of them.
Andy, this is Matt Trowbridge again, and my all-time favorite coaching quote is from Don Nelson of the Milwaukee Bucks, who said once that I hate guys who are always open. They're always open for a reason. They can't shoot. But my second favorite coaching quote is about you. You told the paper here, I think 5 years ago, that you never had any children, but you said, I think God's plan for me was to be a mother to the children of 205. And I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about that, about what your relationship was with your players and how much, you know, beyond the wins and losses, just the relationship to your players meant to you and helping them become the people you wanted them to be.
It means everything to me. It's incredible the contacts that I still have, ranging in the age 40 now, which gives my age away, all the way to the last couple years. The contact that I have, they still call. We still get together. It's amazing. And when they relay stories of things that I've told them or I've said or I've done during our programs, I have to take a step back and think, I didn't think it was that big of a deal at the time, but obviously it made an impact on them. And I think I put my heart and soul in these programs, but I think not having the family that I wanted so badly gave me that extra time to do it. So if I was going to invest in children, why not them?
Sure.
It worked.
What are some of your best memories?
Some of my best memories off, nothing to do with winning or losing. Some of the traditions I built there, like if you don't dress for PE, you don't dress for me. Because I wanted them to realize that every class was important and they were all, avenues to be successful. And a lot of kids were starting to, go away from PE or not thinking that was an important thing. So the slogan would be, if you don't dress for me, PE, you don't dress for me. And it's amazing how that worked. I think the word that they would not let them say, I can't. They could say, I'm struggling. This is difficult. This is hard. I'll try harder. But the word can't was not in our vocabulary. I remember dressing down a catcher once because she was getting frustrated. We had to put in a pitcher that wasn't very good because of an injury. And she wasn't very accurate, and the catcher was getting tired of going back, retrieving all these wild pitches. And she said, I can't do this. So I called timeout, told her to take her gear off, and I said, anyone want to volunteer and try? And all these hands went up, which, really made my heart warm. And I put somebody else in there, and she goes, you're really taking me out? I said you can't. I got to believe you. So to this day, I still talk to her, and she's, it's one of her learnings, she says lessons that she gives her kids now. She says, I'll never forget. I said, can't. You took my equipment off. So that one kind of makes me chuckle, too. And just the fact that so many made the honor roll all the time, because we really stressed study halls and things that made our program unique, was we had to have the best GPA in any sports program at East High. It was always softball. So those are some good moments.
And it seemed like over the years that whenever the district needed somebody to coach anywhere, they're always asking you. I mean, what did it feel like? It seemed like they wanted you to either save a sport or get something started or whatever. Was that kind of in your DNA?
Of course. Wherever I'm needed, I'll go. The hardest part was convincing, because I stayed in softball, to convince these East, I was still an ERAB, and I was still, their coach for softball. But some of the times, it took them more to understand it than for me to go to the other school. And sometimes, too, like at Guilford, when I went over there, we had a successful basketball. We turned that program around. But then I had to coach against them because they were softball players at Guilford. And sometimes it gave some uncomfortableness to it all. But I love a challenge. I love a challenge. I really do. Jefferson gave me another challenge. Angelina Bua and Peterson, they were, they did everything in their power to explain why it was necessary for me to go over there and change the culture there. And I loved it. I loved being part of Rockford 205, not just East High School. So it was a blessing for me, and it really helped round me out as a person, because every school has their directions, their missions, their problems. And it was sort of nice to be able to help others.
Andy, what are you looking for most? First of all, how often do you get back to Rockford? And what are you looking forward to most when you do come back this weekend?
Well, it is my hometown. I mean, Rockford, born and raised there. My parents were, there the entire time. My brother Bill is still an attorney there. So, but most of it is there's so many people who have called me and said, can you carve in some time for me? Can you, can we meet up here? We can do that. So it's just the connections and the people that I'm going to get to see. And, of course, I want to see the changes there. You know, I've kept up with Rockford and the community and seeing all the good things that Rockford's, making a comeback. And I like that. I want to be part of that. I want to, be involved and see what's happening back in my old hometown.
Sure. Well, she's Andy Goff, longtime coach here, 4 decades of coaching, mainly with East in softball, but also, as we said before, basketball a little bit with Jefferson and Guilford as well. She'll be part of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this Saturday. It's the Rockford Public Schools and Rockford Sports Coalition's 7th Annual Champions Ball and Athletic Hall of Fame. It's going to be taking place at the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center here in town in Rockford. Andy's going to be part of the Skip Thurene, Bobby Anderson, Gene Sione, Scott and Steve Kitzman, and 1964 West High School football team induction group. And Andy, you belong there just as much as anybody else does. We really, for what you did for this community, for sports, maybe you're being humble about it or modest about it, but you really did make a difference in a lot of people and a lot of schools here. So we're really proud that you got this honor. It's well deserved.
Well, thank you. And like I say, I think I was the winner in all of this. So I think I got a lot more back than what I gave in. So, but thank you for having me, and I'm so excited to be back in town.